That night would be the last and only the second time in all the time we'd been together that my husband, the Emperor Mingwang, ruler of all China, spoke to me at any length. He told me of a magnificent dream he'd had. In it, he rambled round the moon. He was greeted by strange sights and sounds. Wondrous creatures and beautiful beings came before him. Adorned in unusual costumes, they danced in a clear white light, calling him to them. He tried to take me with him into the memory of the dream. He wanted to pull me into it. But I am no emperor. I am just a small frog in a well.
You know, when Mom could finally bring me to the U.S., I was already 10. But I never studied English very hard in Taiwan, so I got moved back to the second grade. There were a few Chinese girls in my class, but they were American-born, so they wouldn't even talk to me. They'd just stay with themselves and compare how much clothes they all had and made fun of the way we all talked. I figured I had a better chance of getting in with the white kids than with them. So in junior high, I started bleaching my hair and hanging out at the beach. You know, Chinese hair looks pretty lousy when you bleach it. But it didn't matter to them. They just giggled and went to their own dances. Until my senior year at high school, that's how long it took me to get over this whole thing. One night I took Dad's car and drove on Hollywood Boulevard, all the way from downtown to Beverly Hills, then back on Sunset. I was looking and listening, all the time with the window down, just so I could feel like a part of the city. And that Friday it was, I guess, I said, "I'm lonely, and I don't like it. I don't like being alone." And that was all. As soon as I said it, I felt the breeze, and it felt so good on my face. I heard the radio. The music sounded really good, you know? So I drove home.